Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, what would a bear market really look like? Today we'll take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. To the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and you know I do appreciate it. If you got a question for me, I do have a line open. That number to call is 1-877-913-5357. 1-877-913-5357. You can also go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. Send a question to the Ask Bob section, and I will get you taken care of. That's off the website, prudentmoney.com. Well, this week has been full of interviews, Monday through Wednesday. So today, it's just you and I. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the stock market. I've been really wanting to talk about it, but we had a full schedule this week. But today, we're going to devote everything to answering questions about what is really going on and what do things look like going forward, and what should I look for? And then also, what about my risk level? How much risk am I taking? We went in and revamped the risk survey. It's been a long time since I've talked about this, but I thought it's also made sense to bring it out and make that available to you. If you want to know your risk level, because it's important to know your risk level, if you want to know that, go to prudentmoney.com. There's a banner there at the almost near the top underneath the picture, and you can take the risk survey. It takes about 5 minutes to take it, and then from there, I will look it over and send you an email and tell you what your risk level is, and then send you a kind of a how-to guide as to consider investing. This way, two things are accomplished. The first one is, you know at least what I think that your risk level is. And then second, you'll know if you're taking too much risk or maybe not enough risk and kind of where you stand. So that's all at the website, prudentmoney.com. And you'll see it there as you go to the website. But today, if you just happen to check in with the market, towards the end of the day, you'd say, man, nothing really happened in the stock market today. And you would be so wrong. Now, all three major indices finished up pretty much at even today. But today was a wild day. It went down, way down at first, came back up, went positive, then went down for the rest of the day. S&P 500 was down, I believe, almost 2%. And then the final 10 minutes, it all came back to just about even, with the Dow Jones for the worst of the three averages, but just a little over, down a little over 0.25%. We started with, and this is today and yesterday, were the 2 days where the big inflation numbers come out. And yesterday, this CPI came out and showed something that I think we don't want to see. Now, the consumer price index, which measures inflation, was down a little bit. But the problem is it was only down just a little bit, which means it's kind of tracking from month to month about the same place, which means, and this is what I've said all along, it's not that where that CPI number moves to. So it's not to whether or not it drops 4 or 5 points or 2 points or 1 point or anything like that. It's how long are we going to have to sustain this level of inflation? That is the million-dollar question. Today, we got information from the producer price index, which tracks how much manufacturers get for products at their initial sale. So how much it costs on these products is a reflection, obviously, of inflation. And the producer price index rose 0.5% on the month and 11% from a year ago. Now, that was a decrease from 11.5%. It pretty much tracked the CPI. But these are numbers that are very, we want to keep an eye on and are very concerning. So that was happening today. That got the market a little unnerved. And then let's take a look at the price of oil was up again today. It's been up over the past two or three days, about $106 a barrel. And then talked about the markets. We're what I would call on bear market watch. The NASDAQ is down roughly 30% since January. Not good. Over 20%. It's clearly in a bear market. And here's the thing is that when an index like the NASDAQ goes into a bear market that deep and for as long a period as it's been, it generally historically pulls the other two indexes in with it. The S&P 500, which finished, which finished at 3,930, needs to drop past 3,854. So it's just right there, with that bear market kind of line in the sand. The Dow, surprisingly enough, is really not that close. It's 5 or 6% off. So, but the S&P 500 is really close to turning into a bear market. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. The market tried to recover today, but just couldn't get any gas going, and so a lot of volatility, which is probably going to be seeing a lot of that here over the next 4, 5, 6 months. But Bitcoin, we talk about that because I want to make sure that we keep Bitcoin into perspective. Since November 8th of 2021, and this was at one point today, I think that the finishing levels of Bitcoin was not too far off of this number. But the shares, the Bitcoin has dropped 57% since November of last year. Now, yesterday I published a piece on Coinbase, and I try not to do the sensationalized headlines. I did a little bit, so I do apologize, but couldn't help it. And the headline was something to the degree of, could your Bitcoin accounts be taken over by Coinbase in the event that Coinbase goes into bankruptcy? I got a press release yesterday, and I'll read it to you in just a second. It's kind of disturbing. I couldn't get it verified whether it was actually true or not, but it did come from a reputable PR firm, and I do get a lot of PR emails, and this one is reputable. But Coinbase is a company that is an exchange for Bitcoin and other cyber currencies. So you can open up an account at Coinbase. It's a reputable company. The share price for Coinbase was $368 a share in November of last year. $368. Today it's $54. And this was a part of the press release. It says, buried in Coinbase's first quarter earnings report, where the largest crypto exchange reported a 19% drop in monthly users and a $430 million quarterly loss, is an update on the risks to the millions of Coinbase users. If Coinbase goes bankrupt, users might lose all the crypto in their accounts. Coinbase stated that in the event it ever declared bankruptcy, the crypto assets we, and this is in quotes, the crypto assets we would hold in custody on behalf of our customers should be subject to bankruptcy proceedings. Coinbase users would become general unsecured creditors, meaning they have no right to claim any specific property from the exchange in proceedings. Their funds would become inaccessible. Now, there's a couple things to take away from there. Number one, I can't imagine the SEC allowing something like that to happen. That's the first thought that goes through my mind. The second thing is Coinbase itself as an exchange is regulated. So that would be unusual for that sort of thing to happen. Having said all that, the cryptocurrency markets are not regulated, which is somewhat the problem. And I'll speak to that there, and I'll speak to that in just a second. So, and this was very specific with quotes and everything. So it could be that it is, there's some truth to it. But it just goes to show you, you know, the point that I made was whether this risk is true or not, it's always the things that you don't expect to see happen. And that's adds to the risk of an unregulated market such as crypto. Now, what El Salvador is doing is unbelievable. And we're going to talk about that when we get on the other side of the break, which there's the music. 1-877-913-5357 is the number to call. If you got a question, we'd love to hear from you. We're up against the break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and K. Smith, PastorChuck.org. At PastorChuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at PastorChuck.org, a full library of great teachings by K. Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and K. Smith, PastorChuck.org.
This week on Truth for Life, we're beginning a new study in the book of Revelation titled Letters from the Risen Christ. Find out how Christ's warnings and encouragement to the early believers are exactly what we need to hear today. That's our focus on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. here on 91.3 KDKR.
In 1 Corinthians, Paul reminds us to run the race of life to win the prize. Join me, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, for Running to Win. Be strengthened to finish your race with confidence.
Weekday mornings at 5 and 8 on 91.3 KDKR, your station for life.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show, 1-877-913-5357. Let's talk a little bit about El Salvador for just a second. And this gentleman that is president of El Salvador, he's really into Bitcoin. Now, I've talked about how I believe, and I could be wrong, I believe that Bitcoin is the next big, or is in the middle of being the next big mania, bubble, if you will. Because it's got all the craziness tied to it. And this is craziness. We're talking about a president, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, so that's why I'm not saying his name. Looks like Nayib Bukele. but I could be wrong. I forgot to look it up. But the president of El Salvador is wanting to convert everything in at least one city to Bitcoin. And in September 2021 is when Bitcoin became legal tender in El Salvador. This president had also previously announced a $1 billion Bitcoin bond in the world's first Bitcoin city, which would be built next to a volcano. I can't make this up. Which would be built next to a volcano with the intention of harvesting geothermal energy for the project. He also has said El Salvador's Bitcoin profits would be used to build 20 schools. It only gets better than it as I continue on with the story. Investors haven't flocked to the Bitcoin bond, and as of last week, the crypto-backed offering hadn't drawn a single buyer. Imagine that. There's nobody interested in the Bitcoin bond. They did a survey amongst the people in El Salvador, and 80% were opposed to any actions in regards to buying Bitcoin and converting their bank accounts or anything to Bitcoin. They especially didn't want their wages paid in Bitcoin. Can you imagine that? Would you want, think about the US dollar for a second. Think about, you have $10,000 in savings last November. And today, your $10,000 has lost $5,700 in the account because of losses in the U.S. dollar. That's why the U.S. dollar is stable and can be a legal tender and be a currency because of its status. Bitcoin, I'm once again, I reserve the right to be wrong. It its present form has no business being a currency. Nothing that drops and goes up is as much as this. So here we go. El Salvador's government bought 500 bitcoins on Monday of this week for an average price of $30,744 a coin. Off of that buy of 500 tokens, and the president, who's I believe in his 30s, tweeted, "Buying Bitcoin on the dip." That particular buy, just since Monday, has lost El Salvador $1.2 million. $1.2 million. Back in January of this year, El Salvador bought 410 tokens, and today that 410 tokens has a loss of 3.3 million. And this is what he wants as a currency in El Salvador. If this is not a bubble or a mania, then I don't know what is, because this is absolutely crazy. One of the reasons why Bitcoin could, or let me just say, instead of speaking in absolutes, I'll just say has a high probability that it will never be a currency, a predominant currency, let me say it that way. It's because the government can't control it. It's the same thing with gold. It's tough to see gold as going back to the gold standard or gold as a currency because the government can't control it. They can control the dollar. They can control how much they increase the money supply, how much they decrease the money supply. They can create money out of thin air. It's a wonderful thing. So they say. I think we're getting the brunt of the wonderful thing in the form of inflation. So the dollar, good for the politicians. Cyber currency, not so good for the politicians. Gold, not so good for the politicians. We're only going to see what's good for the politicians, which is the U.S. dollar. Now, yes, there will be more than likely high probability once again of a digital currency. And that digital currency will be in the form of the digital dollar, which is being produced and worked on by the Federal Reserve Board. Current chairman Jerome Powell just got nominated to his second term. Don't know whether to laugh or cry. But he'll be continuing to run probably the most influential, the most powerful organization in the world, the one who has control of the entire banking system. So I hope the best for Mr. Bukele, if that's how you say his last name. I just don't think that's a very wise choice. I'd like to think that you're not going to see other governments doing the same thing. But you never know. Hey, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Once again, I want to let you know we put the risk survey back up on the website, prudentmoney.com. You can go take it, and I'm going to send you an email after you take it, after I look at it, and tell you what your risk level is and send you a piece on what you should be considering given that risk level. I think it's so paramount today to understand where your risk level is, and if you are congruent with your risk level. And the one thing that I want to make sure that you understand is all this is in very easy to understand language. It's not doesn't get into the weeds of complicated investment terms or anything like that. It's a very simple check the box type thing. So that's at prudentmoney.com. You can go check it out. So I'm going to start this story, and we'll see as far as we can take it, and then we'll finish it up on Monday. Question for you. So what would a bear market look like in today's market? Well, an economist at Bank of America published a piece, I think it was today that it was published. And he said that this was a bear market, and it'll become a bear market, and that we are looking at a 37% total loss, and it'll be over with in October. Now, all he did was he looked at all the history of bear markets, the losses and the times that they were measured, and did an average. I think that what you've got to be concerned about, if we truly are going to get locked into a bear market, that you want to look at the last couple of bear markets, because those are a little bit more relative to today's environment. Today's environment is way different than of environments of the past. I mean, the markets are so much more sophisticated, run by algorithms, and there's a whole lot more dynamics to it. So Monday, I will continue this and talk a little bit about what does a bear market look like and what you should do about it. And we'll talk about that on Monday. Tomorrow, as usual, Tony Joe is going to be on the program. And we'll look forward to seeing him and hearing what he's got to say about maintenance and saving money on your automobile. If you've never listened in on a Friday, check it out. He's got some great information. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. You got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.